Chuck Klosterman has chronicled rock music, film, and sports for nearly 15 years. His new collection of essays is called Eating the Dinosaur. One of the essays is called It Will Shock You How Much It Never Happened. In this essay, Klosterman explores the world of advertising, including the popular AMC cable TV series Mad Men. As he told Steve Paulson,
when you watch Mad Men, they really, you know, it's a great program, but they really glamorize, to a degree, almost lionize the idea of the ad man. And the main character, Don Draper, there's one episode in the first season where he's selling the Kodak carousel for, like, showing vacation slides. This was a new product in the 60s. And, you know, he comes to this realization that we're not selling people pictures of themselves. We're selling them the warmth of nostalgia, this idea that what we're selling is not really what we're selling.
This device isn't a spaceship. It's a time machine. It goes backwards and forwards. It takes us to a place where we ache to go again. It's not called the wheel. It's called the carousel.
Now, everybody knows that's how advertising works now. When you see it in Mad Men, it's sort of exciting. It's like, oh, so this was the beginning of tricking people into buying stuff, you know. But now everyone's aware of that, and they love the idea of that. And they all feel like they understand advertising as much as the ad people do. So we almost do the work for the advertiser now. I mean, you'll notice that, say, after the Super Bowl, everybody watches those Super Bowl ads, and then they put them up on blogs, and they talk about them, and they almost inject them with their own aesthetic meaning, that they kind of take these things that are just supposed to, say, sell, you know, Pepsi or diapers or whatever, and we change the meaning of how artistic they are. I mean, now like a commercial is perceived by most people as a kind of art. But can something be art if its principal motivation is to move a product? I don't think so. I think that the idea of something is artful, that its primary purpose can't be to move product. So now the advertiser can just do that, can just try to sell something, and then the consumer will make it into art.
You know? Well, I have friends, actually, who are not football fans, but they tape the Super Bowl. Fast forward through the game just to watch the ads.
And why?
For exactly that reason. I mean, you know, supposedly these are the best ads of the year and they want to, you know, see how they're done.
Lots of people like that. But if you ask them, why do you want to see the best ad of the year? How would they describe it?
I don't know. Original? I don't know. Good question.
My suspicion is that they would probably, if they're smart, use the same language people use when talking about paintings or film. All of these things that the advertiser doesn't even have to do anymore. The fact that they bought airtime during the Super Bowl pretty much validates the fact that this is meaningful to people. So people then will create the meaning for it. It's like we're working for Don Draper. The idea that the advertiser has to come up with some kind of brilliant ad to make us buy Nutter Butter cookies, I think that's over now. All they need to do is just present the ad that has the Nutter Butters. Our knowledge of advertising makes us think this is a really creative, important venture. And then we will sort of give it all sort of the merit and weight that an actual artist dreams of getting, you know, like somebody who's a painter dreams of people taking their work seriously and looking for meanings about culture within their art. But if you have a Super Bowl ad, it's almost like a de facto statement about where our culture is.
On the other hand, I mean, don't you have the experience sometimes where you watch this and it might be a really clever ad, but you kind of find yourself wondering, now, what did that have to do with the product that's being sold? I mean, anything?
That's why I say I think very often that the main thing an advertisement does is tell people that the product, the pre-existing product, is successful enough that the people who make it can buy advertising. So other people must like it.
I mean what's interesting is, I mean, that the counter logic would be, oh, I should buy something that is never advertised because they can sell it for less because they're not spending any money on advertising. And so it's, you know, I get a good deal in the store by buying that thing. But it does go against this sort of idea of what is successful.
Because you say, like, well, advertising must work. Well, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So basically, if there was no advertising, we'd be in the same situation. Sometimes products would sell and sometimes they wouldn't. I mean, there's certainly tons of products that are advertised that fail. Does that prove that advertising is... I think what it basically proves is that advertising is probably, in its tangible form, is more guesswork and more of a crapshoot than we realize.
Would you mind ending by reading actually the very last part of your essay?
Like all people who pretend they're smart, I want to feel immune to this. I avoid advertising. Since the advent of digital video recorders, I rarely watch TV commercials, even when they come on during live sporting events. I wrote a column in Esquire for 5 years, yet I can't think of one company who advertised alongside my work. I know advertisements were there, but I can't remember any of them. I've never read a pop-up or a banner ad on the internet. Does anyone? Even if I watch Survivor at CBS.com, I check my email during the unclosable commercial that precedes the episode. Obviously, I'm not the only person who does this. Yet, somehow, I still know about new things that are available to purchase. I can sense when I'm a target market. I knew that Pepsi was focused on optimism long before I saw any new logos or press releases. So how could this be? How is it that ideas I never think about still burrow into my head? Why do I understand an ad campaign I completely avoid? I enjoy Don Draper. He's got a lot of quality suits. But I'm afraid I might be his employer, and I don't even know it.
Chuck Klosterman, reading from his essay, It Will Shock You How Much It Never Happened. It's from his new book, Eating the Dinosaur. Klosterman spoke with Steve Paulson.